This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome back. The second hour of Power Hour with Joyce Riley's show. I'm very honored to be a guest host and trying to fill in all the pieces that we need. I'm struggling a bit here. But thank you for tuning in. And we've been talking on our first hour with Jalene, who thinks she helped save somebody's life from an overdose, and also that frequency and bioacoustics and sound healing helped her over an MS incident. Then I talked a bit about a smoking gun for hematoglutinin that they've been putting in vaccines. Now we have a guest on, Jeffrey Allen, who would like to bring together all of what we've already talked about, how you can get the frequencies and information about Narcan, how you can find out the frequencies to back off MS, how you can test your child to see if they've been exposed to hematoglutinin. Jeffrey is here talking about the Sound Health Portal, what it is, and how you can become involved. Jeffrey, when we stopped a bit, you were talking about how sound and frequency helps the body cure itself, helps identify things.
Exactly. See, the thing is that the voice emanates a reflection of the health of the body. And so by taking a vocal print, we're able to be able to get a virtual rendition of what's going on in your health. And by looking at the threads that are interweaving in that matrix of frequencies and sound, we're able to establish that a particular component is out of alignment. And by entrainment through your sound box, we're able to realign things that are out of tune. And so what we have done with the technology is put it online at the soundhealthportal.com, where a person can upload vocal prints and get an analysis on the different campaigns that you have going on. For example, what are some of the ones that we have? Fibromyalgia and
PTSD.
That's right. Neuroplasticity, PTSD, bio diet, Gardasil, breathing, etc. So what we do is, because these particular, because of your research over the years, you've established what frequencies do what. For example, you brought up the counter frequency of this person who was passed out. That kind of information is built into the database. So we take the virtual vocal print or profile of that person, and then we're able to say, hey, you know what? This person is having this particular health issue, and this is the frequency that's able to rectify it. It's amazing how that is, how many success stories you have in that regard.
Well, there's, in some cases, with Jalene's friend, we couldn't get a vocal print. He was passed out. So we just happened to know the frequency for Narcan and broken bones and EpiPens for allergies. Some of those are very generalized, so we can use them even on people who are unconscious. But we've done things for the California people, the breathing program, campaign that you guys put up on the portal. That is incredible. An immediate answer to a problem of people breathing smoke from these fires, and they can jump on the portal immediately and get a reason why they're having trouble. How would they go about doing that?
Well, they go to soundhealthportal.com, and there's the campaigns, and they can open up the campaigns, and then there's a button that says free voice analysis. And so the process of getting a voice analysis requires that they join the community and then they access a microphone. See, probably the weakest link is the microphone. So you have advised that they look at various options that are recommended by Sound Health Institute, and then they watch a video on how to record their voice with their computer, and it's right there on the screen where they can record right there on the website, and then they upload that voice file and tell us a little bit about why they even sent us a voice vocal print. They would click on one of the campaigns, for example, and then that vocal print is then gone through analysis on the portal, and they get a report back.
Can they do this on their phone? That's one of the questions I'm being asked.
Yeah, well, with the weakest link being the microphone, we want a microphone that captures lower frequencies. And so telephone microphones are highly questionable and not recommended. So the suggestion is that they use a recommended microphone, a USB microphone they plug into a computer.
And you have tutorials. If they're in stress about they can't do this, you've created tutorials for them also, right?
Well, there's two levels. There's folks who just say, what's all this business about? Let me send a vocal print and see what comes back. You know, there's that level. The other level that we have available is training so that they can actually get inside the portal and do analysis of themselves, family, friends, and actually even offer it as a service to the public. So there's two levels. There's the provider level, and there's just, hey, check it out. Send us a vocal print. See what it says.
And if they get stuck, you also sponsor classes for people to get in touch?
That's right. If you become an apprentice, for example, there is a course online that allows you to learn about some things of the physiology, you know, type of dimension so that you're able to, you know, understand a little bit more about how the biosystem works so that you can see the relationship with bioacoustics. And then how to use the technology that the portal offers is also all laid out in videos. And so you can take the apprentice level. And I think one of the offers at the apprentice is it's a free subscription to join as an apprentice. And then you're able to try things out for 30 days.
What are some of the things that people can look at?
What do you mean, what are the things? As far as what they get is the vocal print that they upload, they're able to actually see it graphically. And in that graphic are things that are anomalous. So you select points and frequencies that are anomalous, and then you run it through a template which allows you to focus in on nutrition or muscles or, gosh, I mean, how many different templates do you have, Sherry? Over 100 of them, where a person can, you know, analyze what their vocal print is doing with a particular lens. Let's say you want to look at the circulatory system, or you want to look at insulin, or you want to look at gosh darn many of them. So by looking through that lens, you're able to say, hey, it looks like this is anomalous. And then with that information, you're able to pull together data that tells you where to go next as far as moving into resolution.
One of the things that I love about the portal is that it tells you what you're not looking for. Someone, and this is a true story, somebody came in because they were overweight, and the computer came up and said, you have a serious heart issue, and we need to look at stroke. And
that's right.
Yeah, that was also free on the portal for people. So they can come in and look at heart and eyes and Alzheimer's and breathing and restless legs and, you know, nearly 200, and they can look at the list. They can set this up as a business. We just met with a college yesterday that wants to help people get through these classes and help them with student loans. But the first piece is free, absolutely, just to see if people want to do this. And it's free on the portal. You know, people say to me, you're nuts. Why do they offer it for free? Do you have an answer to that?
Well, as far as it being free is because people are more Newtonian or mechanical as far as how the body works, but what you've presented to the world, Sherry, is more of a holistic or interdimensional type of approach at wellness. And so because that's kind of a jump to get people to think that there's any credibility to that. So by going in for free and saying, hey, just check it out. You know, if you're open to this, you know, this is the door you walk through and you're welcome to, you know, kick the tires and find out if it works for you. It's definitely not something that if you're caught up in, you know, the heart pumps and it pushes blood through the system, if that's where you're at with it, then you're not going to really resonate with, no pun intended, you're not going to resonate with what's available through Sound Health. But if you look at the heart as something that's actually creating an magnetic energy throughout your system and there's a reciprocal energy going through this, then you're saying, wow, you know, I kind of get into that. I think this Sound Health has something to explore. So we invite you to explore it at no cost initially and see if it works for you.
And one of the things, I think it's people know this intuitively and science is just trying to prove it. And several of the people, Mayo Clinic, Pfizer Pharmaceutical, MIT, all of them have jumped on the bandwagon and they're beginning to look at this and try to prove it. So because we got results for so many years and we really didn't understand how we were getting results from taking a vocal print and seeing the sour notes and fixing the notes like tuning your orchestra, ended up being a way to heal people. And we were just at an international conference on anti-aging in December, and it's the first international medical, it's A4M for anybody who wants to look it up, the Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine, and Bioacoustics was presented there. A case of a doctor who had MS, or they said he did, the computer said, no, he just has an injury to his spine, and they sent him home to die, and now he's up doing his job and walking because the computer was able to identify what was going on. And with the portal, don't you give people muscles and nutrition to begin with? So you
Right. So if you sign up for free for the first 30 days as an apprentice, you get 2 templates, muscle and nutrition.
Thank you, Jeffrey, for being with us. We hope a lot of people go to Sound Health Portal. .com and jump on and take advantage of this, and we'll be right back with who caused all of this.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We have just been talking with Jeffrey Allen from the Sound Health Portal. He's been telling you how you can jump on and get free vocal analysis, predictive vocal analysis even, because it will tell you where you're coming from. One of the things that Jeffrey brought up in the last few minutes was that frequency is the basis of our universe. I'm reading it now from a paper. We measure it, study it, quantify it, and use it to understand ourselves, our environment, our biochemistry, and our behaviors. But what if there were more to our origins? What if frequency, as measured by vibration and sound and color and notes, the basis of everything, is more than synthetic equations? What if math is organic? If so, could we be considered math-based life forms? I'm going to throw something out here. We define math in our own image, sort of human beings. If you can recreate, procreate, then you're a living thing. But think about the possibility that another definition of alive, being alive, is that you are predictable. Math allows us to be predictable. Math, one and one is always two. What if time were a life force? It's very predictable. What if minerals were a life force? They're predictable. What if the star system? I don't know that it's very predictable. But at least time and math. And what we're showing here is that math is a form of healing. And if we can look at you as a math-based entity, if we can consider math as medicine, we as these human beings who procreate could have perfect lives. You could jump on the portal and see what nutrition you need for the day or what muscle is going to go 5 minutes from now or an hour from now. Are you going to get Alzheimer's? Are you going to get cancer? We have 5 or 6 cancer programs that we looked at, and we're able to help the body turn around the cancer. The other one that we're looking at is diet, and we know that there are certain things that cause people to gain weight. Look at all these overweight little kids. We think we have cracked that code and also cracked the code of adults. So we are looking through the portal for people to be in a research project for us about diet. We have one diet program called the Fat Switch, and that is a program about genetics. If you have gout, that fat switch gets turned on. We have one called the Ultimate Diet, and it's about hormones. And that's why Oprah and Christy Alley and several other people we've tested, it's their hormones that are keeping them fat. And then there are other people that it's the brain, the serotonin and the dopamine. We have another one called Co-Fatters, and then one called, oh, that's when the liver is making you fat. And there's one called lipidemia. This is a special kind of project that we're doing, that it's the people who have a weight issue from the waist down. They have a big buttocks and very large thighs. So if you're ready to learn about that, we would like you to go on the soundhealthportal.com that Jeff was talking about and turn in your vocal print and say, my fat is this place in my body. Maybe we'll put up pictures so that you can identify which part of your body is overweight and how you gain weight, so we'll be able to put you in the right group. But we want to do that project. We just finished a Parkinson's project. We're going to be doing a lot more. I see that as one of the greatest things that is happening in our society, that people are very, very unhappy with their weight and what is going on with their weight. We have another project that we want to share with you that we just did, and then we're going to get to Gwen Olson. She has been run out of the country by Big Pharma, and she's going to tell you about that and how it relates to these killings that have come about. We're going to be with her right after our next break. But we did a project on TV, and we had a very small amount of people, under 10, but we took their vocal print before and after they watched TV, and were able to tell that their F-sharp note was out of balance. And I'll tell you what that F-sharp note means when we come back from this short break.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise has led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hey, this is Ricky from Banyan Hill. You like freedom? I do. You like money? I do too. If you like freedom and money, then you're going to love Freedom Checks. You see, over the next few months, an estimated $34.6 billion is up for grabs to anyone who stakes their claim. Yep, you heard that right. $34.6 billion. To get all the details, just go to www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com. Thousands of people are already lined up to cash in. Take Doug, for example. He's a 46-year-old from Joplin, Missouri, who's set to get a check for $24,075. And if Doug can do this, I've got a hunch that you can too. But here's the thing. If you want the chance to grab your full fair share of this $34.6 billion payout, you must have your ducks in a row by April 1st. So don't wait. Get over to www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com before the April 1st deadline. That's www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com.
Welcome back. We have been talking this hour plus about frequency and how it affects our health and our personality. One of the things I announced in the first hour is that Joyce was always interested in truth and freedom and fairness, and she was against control, greed, and power. And as we talk about the frequencies in our environment that are making us ill and making us happy, we are bringing to you now a whistleblower that is absolutely incredible. She's in hiding. She's been on several of our radio shows. I have shows of my own on Sunday and Tuesday. But on this show,
she can't be with us because she has to jump through some hoop that the government is requiring, and she is very fearful for her life. We are going to play a recording that she sent us to help people understand who is causing this mess with our health, and our planet. She's written a book called Confessions of a Prescription Drug Pusher, and she wants to give all of the Power Hour listeners a copy of this book. Now, Catherine, the producer, has put this up on the newsletter, so you could go to the Power Hour newsletter. You can also go to Gwen Olsen, OLSEN.com, and somebody has messed with the download link and made it unavailable today. I talked to Catherine about this morning. So just go to Gwen's website and go to contact and say, I heard this on Power Hour that I can have a copy of Confessions of a Prescription Drug Pusher. This is an incredible eye-opener. I heard her on Jeff Hayes' Doctored, and I want to read a piece because it really is telltale and a background for where she's coming from. Children, and she's talking about vaccines here. Children are the largest expansion market available to the pharmaceutical industry, bar none. Children have nowhere to go. They don't know how to put into words. They don't know how to communicate the side effects they are experiencing. They don't know to relate them to this drug they're taking. This behavior escalates, and their maladaptive behavior escalates, and they get more drugs added to them, and they get the dosages increased, and they become delusional, and they hallucinate, and all kinds of things happen to them, and they don't know how to articulate any of this to their caretakers. Children have become, and this is straight from the video, her video with Doctored, children have become an add-on technique to sell more drugs and to have lifelong customer bases. All kids have health insurance. They're either covered by private insurance or by Medicaid, so therefore you have a guaranteed reimbursement in terms of insurance, and you have a refill, a guaranteed refill consumer, because the doctors are going to encourage their patients to refill their prescriptions. The parents make them refill the prescriptions, and this is a marketing ploy to get our children on drugs, because they have recognized that not only are all covered by insurance, but if they can get them on drugs at a very early age, the first day of life, they become lifelong customers. So this is Gwen Olsen. We may have to do this in two parts, because I'd like you to hear all of it.
And who they are beholden to. Because the pharmaceutical industry is not in the business of health and healing. That's not why they are manufacturing drugs. They're in the business of symptoms, maintenance, and disease management. That's what makes them money. That's what's profitable. And curing disease is not profitable. So there are a number of cures for various diseases that have been discovered, and then they're bought out by the pharmaceutical industry, or the companies are sued to keep these remedies off of the market because they interfere with drug profits. What people need to really be aware of is that this is not an altruistic business. We're not talking about, you know, CEOs that go to their companies every day that are philanthropists that are trying to heal the world. That's a very unrealistic picture of people to have of what a pharmaceutical industry is about or what they do. This industry is beholden to stockholders. They have a legal obligation to consider the stockholders above and beyond the consumer. So if you are aware of that, that makes it a lot more comprehensible as to why they would put drugs on the market that could harm people but were financially beneficial to their stockholders. And that's the point I want to drive home to people. If you're depending on drugs to heal you, you are placing your eggs in the wrong basket. My niece who was 20 years old, was attending Indiana University, and she was a pre-med student there. She was in a car accident and was prescribed hydrocodone, Vicodin, which is an opiate painkiller. And she was taking the drugs, and they were causing her such severe sedative properties that she wasn't able to study. So she was trying to pull an all-nighter with some friends to study for an exam the next day, and she went to a local health food store and purchased some ephedra, which is a stimulant. She took that concomitantly with her drug and had an adverse reaction. And she ended up in a local hospital, and they labeled her as bipolar and started giving her the whole gamut of antidepressants and mood stabilizers and antipsychotics and all of that. And then she became a mental patient. And I'd like to back up and just say that part of the problem of being labeled in the first place is that those labels go into a medical history, a familial medical history, so that when additional family members who may have the same predisposition to having adverse events, just like I did, because if we're genetically related, we can have some of the same genes, then those individuals will automatically be labeled when they come up symptomatic because of their relatives. So she had mentioned that she had an aunt who was bipolar, et cetera.
And they said,
exactly. So no one even entertained the idea that she was having an adverse drug reaction. And, of course, because she was toxic, that was the reason she was having the event. And when they added additional drugs, she became more toxic and she became more seriously ill. And at one point, she then got a schizophrenia diagnosis instead of a bipolar diagnosis. And she was on a cocktail of almost 14 different drugs by the time that it was all said and done. So she had to drop out of school. She was unable to work or to really have any kind or any semblance of a normal life. And eventually she came here to Texas to live with me. And she was trying to get off of her drugs. She was detoxifying. She was doing everything that she could naturally. And because she could not overcome her paranoia and she could not heal quickly enough, my sister was advised to have her put back on drugs. And so my sister called her one day and told her that she had to do something about this. She had to take care of it and that she had made an appointment for her and that she was taking her back to the psychiatrist and she was going to go back on drugs. Because I'd like to back up and just say that if you don't slowly titrate or slowly wean yourself off of a psychiatric drug, you can throw your body into a complete tailspin. And this is what had happened to my niece. When she determined that it was the drugs that were harming her, she stopped taking them cold turkey.
Oh my.
And she went into an absolute psychotic tailspin. And so that made it much more difficult for her to detoxify and to, you know, self-regulate down the road. So she was struggling and continuing to struggle with depression and paranoia. She couldn't even go to Walmart or anything and feel comfortable. And so my niece was told that, you know, my sister was coming to get her, take her back to the psychiatrist, have her put back on drugs. And she decided that she wasn't going to do that. So she first tried to hang herself. She fashioned a rope from her shoelaces, and she tied it to a ceiling fan, and she tried to hang herself, but she was unsuccessful because the weight of her body pulled the fan out of the ceiling. So in desperation, she walked into her younger sister's room, and she took an oil lantern, poured the oil over herself, and ignited it, and she burned herself alive. It was at that point, it was at that moment, that I knew that I had nowhere to go but out with the information, that my life's journey, my experience, my knowledge, my profession, my education, all of it had lined up to make me a credible witness and to make me a credible way shower to explain to people what had happened to my niece, what had happened to me, what was happening to them. Because the biggest thing that really bowled me over, the thing that I didn't anticipate when I wrote my book.
We will be back with Lynn to see why she took on the whistleblower persona right after this short break.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, in truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Welcome back. We're in our last few minutes of our time together, and we've been talking about frequency and sound and how that affects our health and what frequencies affect us. We were listening as Gwen Olson was talking about why she wrote her book that she's going to be giving away to each of you, Confessions of a Prescription Drug Pusher. We're going to continue with her story in just a minute, but I want to give you the way to get a copy of her book absolutely free. She believes in this so much, and she believes in your freedom of health so much. So Gwen Olson, G-W-E-N-O-L-S-E-N.com, they have somehow messed with the
link to the direct download. So just contact her on thegwenolson.com, and she will send you a copy of the book. And she's just now going to explain to us why she decided to write the book. She's told a very poignant story about how her niece killed herself based on being on too many drugs. And Gwen also thinks that's what's going on with these kids that are going into schools and just shooting the place up and killing lots and lots of people. That behind a lot of it is drug pushing.
And I started speaking out about this subject with how many victims there were. The vast number of people who had this experience that I had was absolutely, it was mind-boggling. And the number of people that were desperate for help, that were turning to professionals, that were turning them away and telling them that there was nothing they could do, that they didn't know how to detoxify people, that they didn't know how to help people get off of the drug. They were given a life sentence the minute they received that label and that diagnosis, and they were never allowed to try anything else. There were no alternatives that were recommended. There were no other options for these people but to continue to take these toxic chemicals and to become less and less of an individual. They lose their sovereignty spiritually. They lose their rights as citizens. They lose their cognitive abilities. They lose the frontal lobe capacity to think, to create, to be what makes us human. And those were the things that I knew I had a moral responsibility now to speak out about. So that was my turning point. When I lost one of the most beautiful people that I had ever known in my life, I made it my life's goal to explain to others why it had happened.
And it sounds like the turning point for her was hearing that she was going to be taken back into the mental hospital.
It absolutely was the turning point, because we had gone to court and everything to try to get her to be able to legally be off drugs. And the court had granted her permission to not be on drugs because she'd been mandated. I mean, you know, once you're told legally by the court you have to be on drugs, then you have to stay on drugs until the court allows you to get off. And she had gone through that process and had been allowed to get off the drugs, but then she wasn't able to heal quickly enough. And, of course, my sister did what everyone does. She deferred to an authority figure. She didn't know what to do, and she asked someone else, and she took that advice and ran with it, and it cost her her daughter's life.
What I would really like to say is that people have to be proactive and do their own due diligence. In the age of information, ignorance is a choice. And so I insist that people do their own due diligence. You're giving your power away to an authority figure if you take everything they tell you for face value and run with it. You are making yourself available to be victimized by profiteering corporations because they have an ulterior motive, and that is profit. And you need to be aware of that. So if someone is prescribing you a drug, then as a patient and as a consumer, it is your responsibility to get online and do a little homework. And you don't just put the name of the drug into Google or another search engine. You put the name of the drug, and then behind that you put in side effects and controversy. And you will open the can of worms that needs to be opened, because where there is smoke, trust me, there is fire in the pharmaceutical industry, because they are very proactive about shutting people up and putting a lid on things that are not true. They are very prolific in suing people. So if you find lots of information out on the web where people are screaming to their top of their lungs, which many patients do get on the web these days and tell their stories, then do some more investigating and find out why are people screaming to the top of their lungs about this. And do not take the manufacturer's site for gospel, because the thing they need to worry about more than their doctors being bribed is their doctors being misinformed, because there is an ongoing dis- and misinformation campaign taking place about pharmaceuticals. And if you're not aware of that and you make yourself available to the
what I insist on anyone who contacts me and asks me for my information is to do your own homework. Don't allow people to talk over your head. Don't allow people to intimidate you. And when I say people, I mean physicians and other healthcare providers, because that is their MO, their modus operandi, is I'll talk over your head and therefore I'll intimidate you because you won't know what I'm talking about and you'll do what I say because I'm the authority figure. Well, what I say is stop playing small, own up to your own personal responsibility about your health, do your own research, learn their language, and ask questions. If they aren't open to you to answer your questions and to let you partner in your own health care, find another doctor. You wouldn't go buy a new car by just going to one lot and shopping. Don't do it with your health care. Our lives are on the line, and you have to be responsible.
And that's why Gwen has written her book. It's from a very personal perspective, but a very professional perspective at the same time. She was a drug rep, a very good drug rep, and they decided to put her in charge. She loved the idea. She's already making a six-figure salary in a year, and so this was her way of giving back and helping others. The very first thing they taught her, and this is all in her book, was that what you need to get to these folks is that they need to get these children on the very first day of life drug dependent. And that was her turning point. And they have been after her. They came after her hard. They have an endless supply of money, and we're talking about Big Pharma. I can't believe our time is over. Please go to our website, soundhealthoptions.com. You can download the NanoVoice software. It's free. You can download these note correlate charts on what each sound means, what each note means. I cannot believe we're out of time. Thank you for being here. I'm Terry Edwards, your guest host. Please tune in anytime.
True pioneer of healthy storable foods and preparedness products has gone and done it again. Numana is now the first food storage company in the country to offer organic powdered milk free of hormones. Our goal is to change the way you look at storable food. Numana is GMO free, contains no high fructose corn syrup, aspartame, or artificial ingredients. Numana's great tasting and easy to fix meals are perfect for emergencies or a quick dinner for your family this weekend. We also offer the revolutionary Defender Pack, which combines organic superfoods with the GMO-free meals our customers rave about. Go to numana.com or call 888-597-0775 today to learn more. That's 888-597-0775. Numana, food storage you'll love to eat.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.